You are Locked On Panthers, your daily Carolina Panthers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's do this. Emergency episode of the Locked On Panthers podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. You already know where to find me. Apple Podcasts, rate, review, subscribe, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey. Go follow there. Your Carolina Panthers every Monday through Friday, your team every day. And when news like the news that just dropped down this afternoon happens, we're going to talk about it ASAP. Now, thank God I was at home working from home. I'm going to put that in quotes, even though I actually am working from home and have something that very important that I need to get done today. But I'm taking a quick pause because the Carolina Panthers, Scott Fitterer, he told us day one when he took the job and he had his introductory press conference here in Charlotte. Day one, he said that he's going to be in on every deal. Now, you can question, is he in on every offensive line deal? Doesn't seem so, but that's not important right now. The Carolina Panthers have traded a future six-round pick in the year 2023 for Stephon Gilmore, the Rock Hill native, the University of South Carolina Gamecock alum, and the former defensive player of the year for New England Patriots back in 2019. He is coming to Carolina. Are you kidding me right now, Scott Fitterer? Are you serious? Stephon Gilmore is going to be a Carolina Panther. I had plenty of people blowing me up on Twitter this morning asking, would Gilmore make sense for the Carolina Panthers? Will they trade for Stephon Gilmore? And to be honest with y'all, I didn't think it was going to happen. Looking at the fact that last week they traded for CJ Henderson, which was more of a long-term play as a guy who was a top 10 pick last year out of Jacksonville, didn't mesh with Urban Meyer and his staff. The Panthers have been trying to get him since prior to the draft earlier this spring. Finally able to bring him here to Carolina, played a few snaps on Sunday in the loss to the Cowboys. For most part was solid outside of the one touchdown he gave up to Amari Cooper, but really that's not his fault. That was a dime by Dak, and Amari Cooper is one of the best wide receivers in National Football League. So you have CJ Henderson, who you're thinking long-term can be one of your top corners, along with J.C. Horn, who looked fantastic in the first couple weeks of the season prior to breaking his foot in that Thursday night game against Houston. You also have Dante Jackson in the fold, who the Carolina Panthers, I think, really value and probably want to keep around for the years to come. So my thought process was, well, you have those two young guys and Dante, who is a free agent coming up, and you probably want to extend him. Maybe you don't. I don't know. It's certainly an option for the Carolina Panthers, and I would think that he might be one of the priorities, especially the way that he's played. So why would it make sense to bring in Stephon Gilmore, especially when he wants a ton of money? There was reports from Josina Anderson, formerly of ESPN, that he wants $15 million per year. Now, the Carolina Panthers, they have the cap space to do that. And that's what he wanted if he was going to go out in the open market. But instead, since he got traded, the Carolina Panthers don't have to give him the bag that he wanted going into the potentially the rest of his career. Like, this could be a one-year rental. He's also on the PUP list because of a quad injury that he suffered, but apparently he's healthy and he's ready to go whenever he's able to come off, which is after week six here in the NFL season. This is nuts, man. This is absolutely insane to me. Like, I did not think that this was going to be a possibility just because I thought Stephon Gilmore was going to be a free agent, first and foremost, after the Patriots had decided they were going to release him. Now, it would not be official until 4 p.m. Wednesday afternoon. Currently, as I'm recording this, it's 1:30, so there was still time for a team like the Carolina Panthers to get in there and to be able to get Stephon Gilmore and bring him here to Carolina to help out this team. And this, unlike CJ Henderson, is about this season. We had the conversation last week about the Carolina Panthers and whether they were in win-now mode. Matt Rhule says, I don't know what that means. I'm trying to win every single football game. But understand, this is a rebuild. This is year two of Matt Rhule as a head coach and year one of Scott Fitterer as a GM. He hasn't even been here for a full calendar year yet, but he's still made a major impact on his organization in the deals that he's been able to make so far for the Carolina Panthers. We spent so many years, a decade and a half of front office incompetency with Marty Herney. And now I don't even know how to act, how to respond now that Scott Fitterer is the Panthers GM. Like, seriously, I didn't think this was going to happen at all. I was thinking to myself, oh, this is only a conversation because he's from Rock Hill. Would we even have the conversation if he wasn't from Rock Hill? That's honestly, like, would we have been having the conversation? Like, Stephon Gilmore obviously is a fantastic player. He is, again, a former Defensive Player of the Year, a former All-Pro, a multi-time Pro Bowler. Like, he is a dude. He's also 31, just turned 31 back on the 19th of September. And I don't know how long he's going to stay here in Carolina, at least for this year. The Carolina Panthers have an opportunity to convince him, hey, man, you're back home. You're going to have plenty of family in the area, of course, coming to your games. They can easily come travel to see you. And we have a team and a defense that up until Sunday against Dallas, I still think it's a good defense, but up until Sunday at Dallas, was the number one unit in the National Football League. This is incredible. Stephon Gilmore is a Carolina Panther. By the way, just in terms of contract, because it was reported, like I mentioned by Josina Anderson, that he wanted like $15 million a year, which is probably still what he wants after the season. The Carolina Panthers were one of the few teams that actually could afford to pay that based off of the cap hit. And there was also some ways where teams could finagle the cap because the cap's not real and all that kind of stuff with the National Football League, where they still could have been able to afford him. There's only about like 8 or 9 teams in the league that actually could not have been able to fit in a potential $15 million salary into their salary cap here for the 2021 season. Either way, not important, but the Panthers now have to pay the balance of Stephon Gilmore's $7 million base salary, or roughly $5.5 million, because it's prorated through the rest of the season where he's going to actually be able to play. So that's unbelievable, the Carolina Panthers able to make this deal happen. Scott Fitterer getting it done, bringing in Stephon Gilmore. Now, with these emergency pods, I'm told that I still have to do ads. I got to pay the bills. So give me a minute, folks, as I'm going to tell you right now about our friends over at rockauto.com. With the ever-increasing numbers and makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything you could need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Probably going to be the fastest read you ever going to hear me do here on the podcast. Sorry, Rock Auto, but I got to talk about Stephon Gilmore. Now, looking for the rest of the season for the Carolina Panthers in the secondary. And we had the conversation on this morning's show, or today's show, if you've already listened to the Wednesday episode of Locked On Panthers, where I talked about Shaq Thompson's injury and also the injuries that they've had in the secondary. Three guys from the secondary who started in week one against the New York Jets are all on IR. Safety Justin Burris, of course, J.C. Horn in the corner, and Miles Hartsfield, who was starting in place of the then-suspended A.J. Boye at the nickelback position. So that hurts them. I don't know if Horn's going to come back the rest of the season. Now that you have Gilmore and you have Boye back and you traded for Henderson, there's really no reason to try and rush him back and bring him back if he's not 100%. Now, looking at it, though, the Carolina Panthers, I believe the next 9 weeks, they only have like one team that has a winning record currently in the National Football League. The next 4 weeks, each one of their teams currently, as we're heading into week five, only have one win. So they have a very manageable schedule to where, yes, if they're in the playoff contention, which I believe they're going to be once it comes to December and in early January, that it might make sense for J.C. Horn to come back. But now you got Stephon Gilmore, one of the best cornerbacks in the entire National Football League, if not the best, on your roster, alongside Dante Jackson on the opposite side, who's looked really good so far this season, A.J. Boye, who's been a former Pro Bowler, and C.J. Henderson, who was a top 10 pick just a year ago. How is this even possible that the Carolina Panthers could have this much talent at one position group right now? Stephon Gilmore, top 10 pick. C.J. Henderson, top 10 pick. Dante Jackson, second round pick. A.J. Boye, undrafted free agent who turned himself into one of the highest paid cornerbacks after how he played in Houston, then going over to Jacksonville and being a part of what was a fantastic defense before all those guys decided they wanted out of Jacksonville. That is the starting talent right now in the secondary for the Carolina Panthers at corner. I'm incredulous. What? This is really happening. So, by the way, just letting you know, since he's on a physically to unable to perform list, he won't be eligible to play until week 7 against the Giants, which gives Gilmore plenty of time to get up to speed in terms of the Carolina Panthers want to do with this defense. Also gives him time to get in football playing shape. I would not expect him right away to go out there and play immediately in terms of every single snap against the Giants. But this is kind of the move that you're going to need for the second half of the season. We've had the conversation that the Carolina Panthers first half of the season, especially the next couple weeks with the Eagles on Sunday, then the Vikings, then the Giants and Falcons both on the road in back-to-back weeks at the end of the month, that they have an opportunity to stack up some wins to where when they get to the back half of the schedule, where the Dolphins still have been disappointing right now, the same thing with the Washington football team, but especially the last 4 weeks of the year where you got Josh Allen and the Bills on the road, you got Tom Brady and the Buccaneers twice, and it seems like the NFC is going to be a very tough conference when it comes to who's going to secure that lone bye spot with the number one seed. Which, again, remember, 7 teams now go to the playoffs. Only one team now gets a bye after years of having 2 teams get a bye. So it's now more important than it ever has been before, even though it didn't really work out last season for Green Bay. Either way, you're going to need a guy like Gilmore later on in the season because you don't know if J.C. Horn's going to come back. And I'm just going to assume that he's probably not going to come back just based off of he has a bright future here in Carolina and an injury that he sustained. And also just out of necessity. Now, of course, injuries could happen moving forward, but the depth that they've built up in the secondary, they've done a fantastic job of this. We talked about it for years. Panther fans and anyone who's watched this team and covered this team, that the Panthers were terrible in the secondary. There was a point in time where the Carolina Panthers were out there rolling out a rookie Daryl Worley, a rookie James Bradbury, and B'nai Ben-Wickery against Julio Jones in Atlanta, a day that we try to forget. And I'm sorry for bringing it up, but Julio had 300 yards receiving that day. Our secondary situation here in Carolina was in complete shambles. We, for the last couple years, have asked rookie after rookie to step up and have to play serious snaps without any sort of help in the secondary. And yeah, they asked J.C. Horn to do that, but it's not like they asked him to go out there and basically be their number one guy because they didn't have any other options. They did have other options. Years when Dante had to step up, there weren't really options. Last year with Troy Pride Jr., a fourth rounder out of Notre Dame having to step up, there weren't really options. And you think about Rasul Douglas and how many snaps he had to play last year. Yeah, Troy Pride, Rasul Douglas, Dante on a turf toe that hurt him the entire season. Those were your top guys at corner. Now this year, you have Boye, Stephon Gilmore, CJ Henderson, Dante healthy, and that's not even counting J.C. Horn, who's could miss the rest of the season. The Carolina Panthers are going for it here in 2021. There's no doubt in my mind they're trying to win this division. Now, the quarterback, Sam Darnold, has been good so far. Obviously, he's made history in terms of the last 300-yard passing games he had, the last three games that they've played, the rushing threat he's been, particularly in the red zone, but having 5 rushing touchdowns the most by a quarterback in a Super Bowl era through 4 games. He has proven that he is more than capable to be a guy that can help you win football games. What's his ceiling? We don't know. We'll find out later, but there's plenty of pieces on this roster to help him have success. This defense, yeah, they had a setback against the Dallas Cowboys. But you telling me you bring in Stephon Gilmore now against Dallas in that passing attack? Now, it was the rushing game that hurt them on Sunday. But you telling me you bring in Stephon Gilmore, especially later on in the season when you go against Tampa and Buffalo, some pass-happy threats that you can't go out there and have success in the secondary gun against those kind of quarterbacks and those kind of wide receivers? The Panthers are in it to win it here in 2021. I know Matt Rhule says that he doesn't know what win now mode is, but what Scott Fitterer did today and be able to bring Stephon Gilmore, even if it's only a 1-year rental, is massive for just the perception of this organization and what they're trying to do. Every player across the league can now look at Carolina because all the talk was for Stephon Gilmore throughout the day was, oh, he wants to go play for the Packers, Albert Breer says. The Chiefs are going to be interested. I'm sure Tom Brady, his former teammates, already called him out going down to the Bucs. It was all about contenders. Well, the Carolina Panthers are saying, we're a contender, damn it. We want Stephon Gilmore. We're trying to win a division this year. We're trying to compete for a Super Bowl. We think we have the quarterback now. We have the best running back in the league. We have one of the fastest, youngest defenses in the NFL. And now we're going to add arguably the best cornerback on top of that. Let's go, man. Let's go. That's all I can say. I'm fired up. The Carolina Panthers are trying to win here in 2021. Again, Stephon Gilmore, a future sixth-round pick in the 2023 draft, is going to the New England Patriots for Gilmore. Only have to pay him $5.5 million the rest of the year. He'll be eligible week 7 against the Giants. Stephon Gilmore, the native son of Rock Hill, is a Carolina Panther. Let's bleepin' go.
I'm also been told I got to sneak in one more ad here, and I keep telling you guys about it, and especially that the Carolina Panthers, their betting odds have to go up after this. With Stephon Gilmore on your team, you have to think that the betting odds for them in the NFC South and potentially to win a Super Bowl, which I think probably getting ahead of myself there, have gone up. We're back and better than ever. All eyes are now on the gridiron as teams are back on the field for yet another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and the easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Okay, so winding down, final thoughts here for Stephon Gilmore being here in Carolina. I see this more as a one-year rental. The $15 million that he wants, I don't think that the Carolina Panthers necessarily are in the position to give him that. Now, if we're having the conversation of, would you rather pay Stephon Gilmore for 2-3 seasons at $15 million or Dante Jackson? That's a conversation we can certainly have moving forward here on the show. And it's a conversation we're absolutely going to have. Making him feel comfortable here in Carolina, putting him in a system that he likes and feels like he has a team that he can win a Super Bowl with. He's already won Super Bowls before. He's been at the highest of heights here in the National Football League. He's been an All-Pro multiple times. He's been a Pro Bowler multiple times. He's gotten the bag. He wants to get one more bag. Would he want to do it down here at home in the Carolinas? Here in Charlotte, Carolina Panthers? We'll see. So that's certainly a conversation that we can have moving forward. But right now, just the focus is on this season, having Gilmore get healthy. Again, we'll be back week 7. That'll be the first time he'll be eligible to play as he's on the PUP list, physically unable to perform list for those who are not initiated first and foremost. But still, that's a conversation that I'm very interested to see how that plays out. Because CJ Henderson, JC Horn, those guys, CJ has another year after this to prove that he should get his fifth year option exercise. JC has 2 years after this to prove that he should have his fifth year option exercise. But either way, you got those guys at least past the season for 3 or 4 more years on their rookie deals before you even need to make an extension or make a decision on them for a long term. As far as like with JC Horn, not JC Horn, but as far as with Dante Jackson or even with Stephon Gilmore, like, you can pay those guys for 2-3 years. He's not going to break the bank. Like, the conversation we had last week when people were asking me, does CJ Henderson impact potentially Dante Jackson coming back? It's like, sure, it could, but you need multiple corners. And the way that Phil Snow has implemented his defense this year, being able to have that physical press style that he wanted to play last year, but he didn't have the personnel, I think he wants to have 3 corners, especially if you're only paying one of them big money. And the Panthers can certainly afford to pay only Stephon Gilmore big money, and they can let let Dante Jackson go, and, you know, they can let A.J. Boye go. If anything, like, this means, like, Boye probably is not going to be here again next year if they decide either to keep either Gilmore if he wants to stay here, or they decide to keep Dante Jackson. So that's what the Henderson trade kind of meant or said to that me more than anything, is that Boye is probably not going to be here next season because they have Henderson, they have Horn, and then they're either going to keep Dante Jackson or potentially, if things work out, they can keep Stephon Gilmore. Now, with the Carolina Panthers and looking at the salary cap, like, they have $19 million, I believe, in cap space, and a lot of that's going to be able to roll over, so probably like around 14 now by adding Stephon Gilmore, which is still a ton of space. One of the top teams in the league when it comes to cap space going into next offseason that will then roll over when they get some of this money off the books. They still got to sign Hassan Reddick potentially, who has 4.5 sacks through 4 weeks so far of the season. Brian Burns is going to need to get paid at some point in time. DJ Moore, by the way, who's off to a ridiculous start to the season, he's going to have to get paid. There's a lot of guys on this roster. Sam Darnold. If Sam Darnold continues to play the way he's played, I don't know if the Panthers want to make a decision on him this offseason or not. Because, again, he's only getting paid, I mean, only, but it's $18.8 million, which makes the 2 years of him here in Carolina, if he is a starter this all of this season and all of next season, of course, it's already guaranteed the $18.8 million from his fifth-year option that the Carolina Panthers exercise after trading for him and after the first round of the draft. It's 2 years for $22 million, $11 million per year. Like, that's nothing when it comes to NFL quarterback contracts. So there's going to be a decision potentially made. Well, there's going to have to be a decision made on Darnold in terms of the extend him or not. There's a lot of guys here in Carolina that need to get paid. And there's only so much money to go around. The cap will go up, which is important to mention. So just understand that, like, this is likely the best way to look at this is as a one-year rental, and be happy about that. Be happy that Stephon Gilmore, one of the better players in the NFL, maybe the best corner in the NFL, has come back home and is playing for your Carolina Panthers. Be excited about that. We'll see where it goes from here. But right now, we're not going to get to see him this weekend or next weekend. We'll get to see him soon, hopefully in New York. If not, then maybe hopefully on the road in Atlanta in week 8. Either way, I'm fired up. You should be pumped up. The Carolina Panthers, Scott Fitterer, God bless this man. They're trying to win some football games. Not next year, not in 2 years, not in a decade. They want to do it now. David Tepper told us after he got rid of Ron Rivera about sustained success. Well, that starts now. Stephon Gilmore is a Carolina Panther. Let's go. Again, tomorrow, Thursday, going to have the crossover episode, so I'll be recording that later with the Locked On Eagles host. But thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast here. I'm Julian Council, your host as always. Follow me on Twitter, at Julian Council, where you can see my freakouts when the Carolina Panthers make just big boy moves like they did today by trading for Stephon Gilmore, only a 6th-round pick. For Stephon Gilmore. Are you kidding me? How does that happen? Thank you, Bill Belichick. I love you. Thank you, Scott Fitterer. I love you. Holy crap. Rate, review, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, find us Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Odyssey. You know where to find me. Holy crap. Stephon Gilmore, once again, is a Carolina Panther. I cannot say that enough. Love y'all. Talk to y'all on Thursday.